Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
Hello, 我是 Carrie。
Now, I want to share something with you guys. I've been in Taiwan for nearly 6 years now, and there's still one kind of food that I never get tired of.
What kind of food is that, Pat?
Well, it's dumplings, okay?
Oh.
They're just so tasty, and they fill me up when I'm hungry. Do you like dumplings, Carrie?
Of course, I guess dumplings are one of the favorite cuisine in most of the Taiwanese families.
Okay, well, in today's class, we are going to read a story that explains why dumplings are an important part of Chinese culture.
Really? What's the story about?
Now, this is a story in three parts, okay? And the first part of the story, we're going to learn about a young man who has a big problem.
Wow, I can't wait, shall we?
Okay, let's start our story.
The Legend of Dumplings.
Once upon a time, there was a poor young man and his old mother. They didn't have money for food, so the son gathered wild vegetables to feed his mother. It was almost Chinese New Year, and the mother became sick. She told her son,
"Oh, I'm so hungry."
The son asked his mom,
"What can I do to make you better?"
She answered,
"I never saw a gold ingot before. It's my dream to have one."
What was the son going to do? They didn't even have food. How would he get gold?
Word power!
Poor. Poor. The selfish king didn't help the poor people in the country. The selfish king didn't help the poor people in the country. Gather. Gather. The farmer gathered his vegetables before the cold winter. The farmer gathered his vegetables before the cold winter. Hungry, hungry. We were very hungry, so we decided to eat at a buffet. We were very hungry, so we decided to eat at a buffet. Even. Even. Owen likes to wear hats, even when he is at home. Owen likes to wear hats, even when he is at home.
The story begins as all stories should. Once upon a time, there was a poor young man and his old mother. Now this phrase, once upon a time, means a long time ago, and many, many stories start with this phrase.
没有错，刚刚听到了这句 once upon a time, 就是我们从小听童话故事都会听到妈妈说很久很久以前，就是很久很久以前的意思。
We also saw that the story is about a poor young man. Poor, P-O-O-R, means having very little money. Not having enough money for basic needs, okay? Now, this doesn't mean not rich, okay? As even if you're not rich, you could still buy the things you need. But if you're truly poor, you might not even be able to buy food or clothes.
没有错，所以故事的主人翁就是一位贫穷的母子。这边我们看到 poor 这个字，它是一个形容词，代表非常非常穷困的意思。那你也可以说 a poor young man， 就是代表他是一个很穷的年轻人。但 poor 也可以当作是可怜的意思，例如说，如果今天 Charlie 弄丢了他的钱包，你就可以说 poor Charlie, he just lost his wallet.
Oh, Charlie. So here's another example with poor. The selfish king didn't help the poor people in the country. The selfish king didn't help the poor people in the country.
这边我们看到 selfish 这个字， self 代表的是自我的意思，那加上 ish， 它变成了一个形容词的转换，有点类似就是自私的意思。这句话的意思是说 selfish king， 自私的国王不愿意帮助国内的 poor people， 就是贫苦的百姓们。
Okay, so now this boy and his mother in the story were certainly poor. The article says they didn't have enough money for food. So the son gathered wild vegetables to feed his mother. Now, wild vegetables are vegetables that grow by themselves, okay? A farmer doesn't plant them in his field. You have to go and find them in the forest or somewhere else.
Okay, so he didn't have money for something, 就是说你没有什么钱去买东西的意思。文章说啊，他们没有钱买食物。所以呢，孝顺的儿子只好去山上啊，采野菜，就是 gather the wild vegetable, 来给妈妈填饱肚子咯。
Mm-hmm. And the son gathered these vegetables. So to gather, G-A-T-H-E-R, gather,means to get things from different places and put them together in one place, to kind of come together and form a group, if you're people. So you could gather all your dirty clothes and take them to a washing machine, or gather all your friends together for a party.
Okay, 所以这边我们看到 gather 这个字它是动词的意思，代表搜集。所以 can you gather all your dirty clothes? 就说你可不可以把所有的脏衣服都收起来啊。或者是 gather all your friends, 当然不是说把朋友搜集起来，是说你可以召集朋友们一起来开 party 啊之类的。
Mm-hmm. So here's a sentence. The farmer gathered his vegetables before the cold winter.、Mm-hmm. The farmer gathered his vegetables before the cold winter.
Gather 在这里是采收的意思。Farmer 就是农夫，要赶在寒冬之前采收完作物的意思。
The boy and his mother lived a hard life, but it's about to get worse. The story goes on. It was almost Chinese New Year, and the mother became sick. To become sick means to get sick.You could also say, fall ill.
好啦，故事来到了中国的农历年，年迈的母亲 became sick, 就是她患了重病。Became 这个字是有很大的学问的哦，要怎么了解，怎么使用它，我们一起来看英文快译通。
英文
快译通 ，Oh yeah!
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 英文中 become 有两种常见的用法，但到底是哪两种呢？现在就让我们一起来看看吧。首先第一个用法就是在 become 后面加上名词或者是形容词，表示变得怎么样或者是变成怎么样的意思。例如我的表弟 Daniel 今年刚考上了高中，英文就可以讲说 Daniel became a high school student this year.表示 Daniel 今年成为了一位高中生。这时候的 become 后面加的就是名词，表示变成了什么什么的意思。我还记得 Daniel 国中的时候很瘦小，不但喜欢挑食也不爱运动，但上了高中之后他开始运动，身体变得很强壮。这时英文就可以讲说 He became strong from exercising。 这时 become 后面加的就是形容词，表示变成什么什么的状态。好，看完了 become 的第一个用法，现在让我们来看看第二个用法， be 动词加上 becoming 再加上名词或者是形容词，表示逐渐或者是越来越怎么样的意思。让我来举个例子，例如我家附近后面有个工地，
最近准备要盖大楼。刚开始声音本来都可以忍受，但后来就越来越大声，让人无法专心做事。这时英文就可以讲说 The noise outside is becoming more and more distracting， 表示外头的噪音变得越来越让人分心。这时后面加上形容词，就表示变得越来越怎么样的意思。好，除了施工的问题之外，现在很多人都会在住家中大声喧哗，甚至在半夜打麻将，在家中唱歌，造成附近住户的困扰，甚至有越来越严重的情形。这时英文就可以讲说 Noise pollution is becoming a serious problem， 表示噪音污染逐渐变成一个严重的问题。这时 become 后面加上的是名词，表示逐渐成为某样东西的意思。好了，经过今天的讲解之后，希望各位同学都能够对 become 的用法更了解哦。一个就是当作逐渐怎么样的意思，而另外一个就是当作变成什么什么的意思。希望各位同学都能够记起来哦。英文快一通，我们下次见咯。
Oh, the poor mother. She told her son, I'm so hungry. Now, if you are hungry, H-U-N-G-R-Y, hungry, you have the feeling that you want to eat something. And this feeling is called hunger.H-U-N-G-E-R, hunger, and that's the noun form. So if you suffer from hunger, you are hungry, like the boy's mother.
好啦，病重的母亲告诉她的儿子说 I am so hungry. 所以 hungry 是什么意思啊？就是形容词很饿的意思。那如果你很 hungry, 代表你一定有感觉到饥饿感。那饥饿感的名词就是 hunger, 就是刚刚 Pat 提到的 H-U-N-G-E-R.
For example, we wereVery hungry, so we decided to eat at a buffet. We were very hungry, so we decided to eat at a buffet.
这句话是说 we were so hungry, 我们太饿了，所以我们决定呢 decided 去吃什么 buffet.
And a buffet is where you can eat as much as you want. So it's a good place to go if you're hungry.
Buffet 是什么？就是现在最流行的吃到饱自助餐啦。
So back to the story. The son asked his mom, What can I do to make you better? He's a good boy.
所以孝顺的儿子就问妈妈说了，我能为您做些什么呢？
So what can help the mother? The story says, she answered, I never saw a gold ingot before. It's my dream to have one.
妈妈居然说我从来没有看过 a gold ingot, 真希望能够拥有它。So what is a gold ingot?
Okay, a gold ingot, an ingot is I-N-G-O-T, ingot. It's a block of gold, kind of like a brick that you would use to build something. You can also say gold bar. Now, Taiwan has one of the world's biggest gold ingots. It's in Jingguashi.And I touched it once.
Wow.
Yeah.
原来 a gold ingot 就是我们说的金元宝，你也可以说是金块啊、金条，像是台湾著名的金瓜石，这样就比较了解了吧。
Yeah. So this doesn't sound an easy job, because as the article says, what was the son going to do? They didn't even have food. How would he get gold?
但这就真的很难了耶，他们连食物都没有，要怎么得到金元宝送给妈妈呢？
So here we see the word even, E-V-E-N, even. And even is an adverb used to emphasize or make stronger something that is either unexpected or surprising in what you are saying. Like, that movie was so bad I didn't even finish watching it.Okay, I use even here to make my opinion about how bad the movie was even stronger.
好啦，所以 even 这个字就是刚刚呢，我们说连那个食物都没有怎么拿金条的那个连那个字。所以 even 是副词，它是甚至啊，或是连怎么样的意思，常用来形容不太好的事情。刚刚 Pat 讲的例句就是说，那部电影难看到 I didn't even, 我根本不想把它看完的意思。
So we could also say, Owen likes to wear hats, even when he is at home. Owen likes to wear hats, even when he is at home.
这句话是说 Owen 他很喜欢戴帽子 even 连他在家他都要戴 Oh my god. 、
strange guy. Okay, now that is the end of the first part of the story. Tomorrow, we will find out what the sun does. But for now, let's finish off today's lesson.
以上就是我们今天的课程喽。
So, in today's story, the mother wanted to see something she never saw before. Okay, so Carrie, what is one thing you've never seen but you really want to?
Well, let me think.
Mm-hmm.
I think I really want to see the polar light. Have you heard of it?
Oh, the northern lights?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because some people said it's extremely beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and some people even write books about it and said that if you really see it, you can even make a wish, and you will come true.
Really?
I heard of that, and I really wanted to see it.
Okay, that sounds
How about
a really
you?
Cool thing. Well, actually, I'm going to add one, because I also would like to see the Northern Lights one day.
Since you can make a wish.
Yeah, exactly. But another thing that I've thought of, I have never seen a whale, not in real life. I mean, I've seen pictures of them on TV, I've seen bits of them in a museum, things like that, but I've never seen a real one. And I went on a boat in Hualien looking for one once.
Yeah.
You can go out and try and find them, but we never saw a whale, and I really hope I can one day. Have you ever seen a whale?
I have never seen one, and some of my friends actually go to the boat to Hualien like you, but they also didn't
see that. Yeah, it's difficult.
And I heard it's really hard to see, but if you really did, if you really do to find one, it means you are really a lucky man, I guess.
Yeah, I definitely want to try it. I'll try that again sometime, okay? And it's probably easier for me to find a whale than it will be for the young man in the story to get his mother a gold ingot, okay?
Definitely.
That's probably harder. So join us again tomorrow, and we'll find out what the sun does next. Bye for now.
Bye.
I have a fever, headache, and I can't stop my nose from running.
I have a fever, headache, and I can't stop my nose from running.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。最近天气变冷了，似乎越来越多人感冒了。如果不小心感冒要去看病的话，有哪些英文句子可以使用的呢？你可以说 I have a fever, headache, and I can't stop my nose from running. 我发烧、头痛、鼻水也流不停。Fever 这个字就是发烧的意思。Headache 则是头痛。Ache 表示一种持续性的疼痛，例如 stomach ache 就是胃痛或者肚子痛。而后方的I can't stop my nose from running 就表示鼻水流不停。这里我们看到的句型 stop somebody from doing something 就表示阻止某人做某件事。假设我说 I can't stop myself from crying 就表示我没办法停止让自己哭泣，就表示哭个不停咯。英文中流鼻水的讲法除了例句介绍的之外，也可以说I have a runny nose, 就表示我在流鼻水咯。好了，希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦。现在让我们来看看今天的例句。I have a fever, headache, and I can't stop my nose from running. 小聚会我们下次见咯。
I have a fever, headache, and I can't stop my nose from running.
I have a feverheadache, and I can't stop my nose from running.
The Legend of Dumplings.
Once upon a time, there was a poor young man and his old mother. They didn't have money for food, so the son gathered wild vegetables to feed his mother. It wasalmost Chinese New Year, and the mother became sick. She told her son,
I'm so hungry.
The son asked his mom,
What can I do to make you better?
She answered,
I never saw a gold ingot before. It's my dream to have one.
What was the son going to do? They didn't even have food. How would he get gold?
Poor. Poor. The selfish king didn't help the poor people in the country. The selfish king didn't help the poor people in the country. Gather. Gather. The farmer gathered his vegetables before the cold winter. The farmer gathered his vegetables before the cold winter. Hungry. Hungry. We were very hungry, so we decided to eat at a buffet. We were very hungry, so we decided to eat at a buffet. Even. Even. Owen likes to wear hats, even when he is at home. Owen likes to wear hats, even when he is at home.